thing say party up like Hulk up. Party
up. Yo, my youth. When you not go to the party, don't have flavors beat Sunday.
My youth, you idiot. School on Monday, you know?
You are the idiot, my youth. Them are run free liquor all night. That can't miss me.
So, you don't get drunk at my school?
What the hell did that youth do, man? You think man a lightweight? Who can hold with liquor, man?
Me did always know so that you are lightweight, you know. Bridging, you need for God more often and learn how to hold your grounds, man. That's why you need for roll Sunday.
Me now come on a party for drink. Right now, me have more important priorities to look about. I'm now on a liquor come mess up my image.
Right, I wish planet you come from? It sound like one like a girl.
Only if delay on the drinking and improve on the thinking, me a cut.
I'm drinking rum and Red Bull.
Alcohol is the most abused drug among young people. Sometimes we can see the effects right away, and in most cases, they become more pronounced over time. Alcohol affects the brain, heart, liver, pancreas, and immune system, and studies have shown that it can increase the risk of certain cancers. The National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA, is giving special attention to alcohol abuse as part of National Drug Awareness Month being celebrated November under the theme, Empowering Communities for a Safer, Healthier, Drug-Free Jamaica. As part of activities, teams from the NCDA have been visiting schools on the western end of the island to sensitize students about the importance of delaying drinking to improve their thinking through the council's Take 5 initiative. Regional Manager for the Western Area NCDA, Clifton Morris, tells us about the Take 5 initiative.
The Take 5 initiative was originally done for the general public, and this was a summer initiative. But this Drug Awareness Month, we in the West decided that we are going in our schools. So we are popping in and taking our anti-drug messages to the students within the school to interact and have a discussion with them. And our aim here is really to engage them around the whole issue of underage drinking and also the issue of smoking behavior that all young people participate in.
The NCDA is partnering with schools in the West to help students develop anti-drug messages through songs, poems, or drama pieces. Peer counselors are also being trained to interact and share information on drug abuse.
Why we look at alcohol as being one of the chief substances, we know that young people, it's really attractive and flavorful to them in terms of it is a hype for them to drink and to do what the general crowd is about. So we want to engage the users to say that they need to be smart and be wise up about the whole situation.
The NCDA is also partnering with the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, for its Community Action for Prevention program, CAP, with special emphasis on parents.
In particular, this month, most of the activities that we are doing at the community level speak to the fact of focusing on parents and to see how we can build their capacities to be better parents, to be able to communicate and to build better relationships with our young people. Because if we can build the skill set of our parents in community, we think that this is actually the way forward in building better families, better communities, by extension, a better Jamaica.
Now, in light of recent plans to decriminalize possession of small quantities of ganja, the NCDA will be hosting a ganja forum on Wednesday, November 26 at the Terranova Hotel in St. Andrew.
The National Council on Drug Abuse recognizes that there are still some gray areas within the general public in terms of what is the difference between medical use versus personal use, what is the difference between decriminalization versus legalization. And so we're bringing together a number of experts to bring various perspectives to the issue of marijuana use.
Research specialist at the NCDA, Uki Atkinson. Other activities to look out for are the Drug Awareness Festival, Thursday, November 27, at the Christiana Moravian High School, Manchester. November 27 will also see the staging of Drug Awareness Day at Limehall Primary St. Anne and a CAP Parenting Seminar in Clarkstown, Trelawney. Activities planned for November 28 are CAP Community Sports Day, Sandy Bay Clarendon, and Drug March, Highgate Primary St. Mary. Young people, wise up. stay away from drugs, and remember to delay the drinking to enhance your thinking.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.